This Sweet 16 Picks Friday edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Bet 100, get 100 at WynnBET.com or download the WynnBET app and start winning today. State restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by our Final Four Watch Party, April 1st, 7:30 p.m. We will be at the Ice House in Los Angeles. Come hang out with the gang. All the info at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse.
This is Jerry Glanville, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kram?
Dog.
No, oh, we're just talking a little March Madness. Still talking about the snorkel. I can't stress this enough. You guys bringing this snorkeling mask situation into March Madness is 100% the only reason why I failed on Friday. Not taking accountability.
Okay. That is a great lesson to teach the young people, Ryan. Hopefully your youth athletes, teach them to take accountability. A man who's not afraid to stand by his record, even when it's sub 500, according to the leading tally site.
You stole my bracket.
Kobe Dant, AKA the Dantabase. What's up, Pick Dundee?
Oh man, look, we were deep into Vegas hours.
Yes.
And I shit you not that,
when I brought in my bracket, and again, if you missed the other show, the Thursday pick show, I'm showing off my bracket once again. Colby's just like, I go, here's my bracket, got it all filled out. He's, oh, I can't do this. It's the same as my bracket. I'm gonna tear it up.
I just spent like an hour creating a masterpiece. Imagine Michelangelo painting something fucking beautiful.
He would have taken more than an hour.
And some other person's got the same painting as you. You got to get rid of it. But I was going to say,
another slack jawed.
What I was going to say though is Kramer, I'm having a conversation with him somewhere in the middle of Vegas. And you know, I think it was me and Mac. And then Kramer walks in and goes, you know what? I wrote this down, guys.
Is that what I sound like to you?
That's
a cool motherfucker.
Next year.
Like that's a cool voice.
Next year. I'm gonna dive deeper into the mid majors. Right?
That's not what I said.
Yeah,
it was what I said. What I said was, I was unhappy with the fact that here's what I was really doing. So when you succeed, it's the player's success, right? And when you fail, it's your failure as a leader. And I was wondering how we hired a director of program. To power God's eye.
Wow.
Who didn't get FAU on enough.
Wait.
This was directly in response to FAU ruining my bracket against Memphis.
My title's changed. You didn't.
And I said, I did not see enough of FAU this year. And I need to go a little bit harder, making sure I'm not missing any of these teams like FAU. Translation. Director of program needs more.
But that's not my title anymore.
Oh, what?
You gave me the title of director of retro.
So you're no longer responsible for current things.
Well, I'm still waiting on those business cards. Oh. So I mean,
we have our first
director of retro.
Do we have a holdout loading?
Uh-oh, look out.
Colby's unhappy to play on the franchise tag.
He did hold out for the XFL week 6 picks podcast. Guy doesn't want to talk extreme football. I don't know what is stopping him. Hey, we got a great show. If you guys missed we're doing all Friday games, Sweet 16 picks. If you missed it, we just taped the Thursday episode as well. Download that, smash that subscribe button. And of course, make sure you head over to our presenting sponsor, WynnBET. Head over to WynnBET.com. Bet big, win even bigger. Download that Win Betting app at 100. Get 100. So many ways to win. Spin that parlay wheel. Oh man, nothing better than a just a nice parlay wheel. Live in-game wagering, World Baseball Classic. The chat is loving some baseball action. So many ways to win over at WinBet. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And hey, also the Masters. Kramer and I be hanging out at Stadium Swim in Las Vegas. You can hang out with us if you win our contest, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golf party. You win a 3-night stay at the Circa, or if you don't win the contest, you can still get a discount on the room. Promo code SGP15.
Someone says Colby comparing himself to Michelangelo. He's more like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Well, that's fair too. I mean, they're both on the same
party animal.
They're both on the same pedestal to me. But we've already discussed this that Kramer's Donatello, and
he's clearly the nerd of the group. He's over there hacking the mainframe.
No, I was posting something hilarious to social media of Colby looking at football plays while you were doing that read. I had to post that.
Does we he were have doing, the wing tee up?
We were doing a live a college basketball episode.
Where I was just studying some
it's
plays.
Not, you know it's not mean? The wing. It's not
studying
old.
Some plays.
But it's not like you know.
But Colby, are you ever going to call plays?
You never know, Sean. I don't write myself in the wall. I don't pigeonhole myself.
I don't want to pull back the curtain too far, but Ryan. Correct me if I'm wrong. We at SGPN wanted to institute an educational policy for people who wanted to better themselves. We offered Colby, we said, if you take the Air Raid program, which you can sign up online, we looked into it. If you take that program and graduate, we will foot the entire bill. True. Continuing education units.
Look, I respect and I love, you know, Coach Leach, but
too much throwing the ball.
You know me, Sean. All right. If it was a triple option class, I would have already been done, buddy. All right. I do not like the forward pass. I respect
it. We do. You're really turning heel since Coach Leach left this earth.
Wait, we also, it's really funny. Colby has a two screen experience. He has his cell phone laid up on top of the laptop.
Oh, you don't have this view, Sean, huh?
So no, I get to see behind the curtain.
The phone's always there. That's the phone is always his second resource for,
you know, you can open like multiple tabs on the, a web browser.
I'll be honest. That's where he goes if he needs to quickly look up a schedule or a roster item. The computer's not fast enough. And I guess at Kramer's, I'm sure Sean's retweeted at this point, but
Michelangelo would have been a quarterback, by the way.
Mike Robb saying my arms could use some white balance. I am sleeveless. Whoa. Rocking my Beavers jersey, of course, from the movie Teen Wolf. Shout out to the great folks of the Chinese jersey places that hooked me up with this. I bought it, but they send it over here. Sweet, sweet Beavers jersey. Ready to rock and roll. Hey, I forgot to mention on the Thursday contest, at Thursday episode, I am in a Survivor contest.
Okay. Still alive?
Yeah, still alive.
Let's do it.
What do I do for Thursday?
Oh, we forgot to do it on the Thursday episode.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm bringing it back. Well, at Thursday, and then I don't want to jinx it by doing it on Friday, but we can also, if I am lucky enough to move on Thursday.
Is it a headache for you to tell us who you've already taken?
No, because it's only four teams. Okay. It's Alabama, Creighton, Alabama, Creighton, San Diego State, and UConn.
Boy, I know you don't like Kansas State like that. I might look at a Kansas State situation.
Well, I'm on Michigan State, so I'm not going to take a team.
I know. That's why I'm. I literally said that.
I'm doing this with my brother. I think we're going to go in on Tennessee because I like Tennessee to get this game and then fail afterwards. Doing, huh? What would you do?
I can't hear him over the bubbles from that snorkel. Yeah, I would
see Rocky Parrish in the YouTube chat. If you have Tennessee, you have to use them.
Oh, okay,
bingo. I mean,
from a game theory, like sure, they have the biggest. They're the biggest chalk on the board.
Sure,
but I would probably avoid the Gonzaga UCLA game.
Yeah, I want to save UCLA to the finals.
I certainly like. To me, it's. I'm probably looking Kansas State. honestly. Like, I think that's the only answer for me. So you do your own thing. Colby doesn't like Tennessee either. Yeah. You asked the wrong crowd, but Friday's
interesting.
Well, let's not hypothetically mark it on the sheet. We'll talk about it at the end. I'll write it down, Survivor. Because I don't want to. Otherwise, we're gonna give all our picks out, Sean. Wait, gonna go through the whole fucking show.
Got it.
It's obviously Crane, right?
well, I already played Creighton.
Oh, there you
and
go.
I can't. That game can't be played either way because it's in New Jersey.
Oh, son
through
of
a legal betting site that doesn't allow you.
Unfucking believable.
The person, my brother, who's in Jersey, we can't pick for or against Jersey team. So
you really need Princeton to lose.
Well, it gets interesting because if Princeton wins. That knocks. Well, I guess it doesn't matter because people couldn't have picked Creighton, but Princeton could really mess up some other people's brackets. Yeah. And also, it didn't like Purdue beat or losing to FDU probably would have knocked out a ton of people who would have had Purdue in a survivor. But FDU is a Jersey school.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because it's the number one reason you know that the people that created gambling in New Jersey. Are a complete idiot. Like A, it's not going to prevent you from fixing.
Was that like some carve out for the mafia? It's like, all right, but give the Jersey schools the main guys. They got to get their beak sweat on the Jersey.
My cousin Tony, remember that.
How much more revenue would they be making if these people could bet on their own teams? I mean, Rutgers football isn't exactly a cash cow. I think the books will be doing pretty well. Yeah. All right. I mean, this slate is phenomenal.
Yeah.
It is
weird. The spreads are bigger on the Friday slate by a wide margin, but in some ways the games are more exciting. I think, I don't know. Although I am really looking forward to the UCLA game. It is my wife's birthday. So I hope she's looking forward to eight hours of college basketball.
What will be the, what's the setup going to be?
Yeah, we're hanging out in a resort, so I'll be.
Is Blob gonna be there?
I'll be watching on my phone or at a bar, sitting on the pool. Yeah, it's very easy to relax and watch a game, especially when you don't have to watch 16 at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, when it's just one, you can kind of peek, and it will almost certainly be on.
Oh, whatever. It's great when it's only one game because then you know wherever the bar is, they'll have it on.
And there are there's at least one swim up bar that has multiple TVs where you're headed. So yeah, you should be good with the games.
Let's go.
But definitely pack your snorkeling mask, yes, Sean. I know you have one.
Oh,
San Diego State, the 5-seed our gals in the 2020 national champions, AKA winners of D-Gen Madness, taking on the 1-seed Alabama. A lot of time for Alabama to feel themselves after that easy walk to the Sweet 16. They're going to Louisville, Kentucky. This is an interesting kind of, you got to give Alabama the home edge here. -7.5 is the spread. 137.5 is the total. I have San Diego State beating Alabama here. So in my bracket, the one that no one cares about, where I somehow have I have 9 out of 16 Sweet 16 teams, but it gets pretty sour after that. Still got my national champion as well, but
I almost had San Diego State beaten, but I had Alabama winning and then Alabama losing to Creighton officially in my bracket. But
I don't think look, Alabama might beat the shit out of everyone. Like they might just not run into anything.
See, I think that again.
For the record, I'm taking San Diego State.
Oh, okay, and this isn't a cop out, but I do think if you're betting San Diego State, I think you just got to go money line because I think there's two versions of this game. One, Alabama just butt fucks San Diego State. The other is that San Diego State defense I saw in both games I thought was amazing, especially. In their second game, the first game, their offense was horrific and almost cost them the game. But that second game, their offense was good enough. And that defense was really, really, really just rough. And Alabama 29-1 when scoring at least 70 points and just 1-4 when scoring less than 70 points. So, two of five of their losses came to UConn and Tennessee, who are both obviously right up there in defensive efficiency. Stuff that the Aztecs do great.
I would argue also the other teams that remind me also of San Diego State, Tennessee being one of them. I don't think UConn necessarily does, but Tennessee, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Mississippi State had a game they only lost by three in Tuscaloosa. Also, A&M got them. That those teams remind me. Now I know Bama beat A&M in the SEC championship, but they remind me of how to the blueprint is to beat Alabama. In my opinion, is be incredibly slow, which San Diego State not a super fast team.
Well, and the problem though too is that Alabama, while you know you think of Brandon Miller, you think of their scoring, you think of their offense, their defense pretty good. I mean,
yeah.
Third in the nation in adjusted defense efficiency. So there's a world where this game is just super ugly, but San Diego State's offense versus Alabama's defense might be the biggest mismatch on the court, and they just can't hang. They put up 50 points, and it's never a game.
Here's what I like, though. Here's what I like about taking San Diego State in the points. Now, I'm always concerned they can go through, you know, even though they're a top 100 offense this year, and much better than years past. We saw it in that Furman game.
Oh man,
that was the Furman game.
The
Charleston game.
Charleston. They're like, what are you doing?
You know, but Dutcher gets 4 days to prep for this. I know, and to me, Brandon Miller hasn't really had a great tournament performance yet. Maybe they can find a way to continue to bottle him up. And then here's what I love about San Diego State: they got about a 10-man rotation. And the depth is there. Even if their guys get in foul trouble, I like them to stay in this game just because of that depth.
Both of these teams actually sit in the top 50 in bench minutes, surprisingly.
Yeah,
like they both considering a lot of times when you get down to it, these teams that make these deep runs generally the rotation's a little shorter. But yeah, both of these teams have very deep benches. I mean. To me, the matchup is very simple. San Diego State defends the 3-point line at an elite level. Could that impact Alabama's ability to shoot that three? And then on the other side, like, is the length of Alabama going to be a problem like it is for most teams?
Well, I would say like San Diego State has some good length too. I would say
But
that was an issue for
They're on that sword vitality.
Yeah, that was an issue for both the teams they faced, I believe. But I think how about this one, Dutcher's. Probably the better coach here, you know. Dutcher Oven.
You can use that on the college experience. I share and care.
Oates hasn't had that deep March run before.
No. And here's the thing: fraud. San Diego State playing with absolutely nothing to lose.
Yes.
And if Alabama gets down, do they get tight? Like what kind of, hey, we've been here before, we can handle this. No one needs to freak out. We'll figure this out. Do they have that gene in them, Colby?
I think they could. They don't have that experience. And that's another reason to take San Diego State in the points here. I don't know. I feel like the crowd I think could go either way here. I think you know that you could be looking
and Louisville. It's definitely going to be a Bama crowd, right?
Maybe it didn't matter because that game was, you know, I don't know if there's any takeaways from that Texas A&M Corpus Christi game, but you know they did put up 75 points. I realize Alabama was a way up, but I don't know if that complacency, like San Diego State, both those games, they were like super active and engaged in the game. They couldn't just like rest on their laurels. I think maybe Alabama doesn't flip the switch.
And San Diego State was playing their games in Orlando, so not that far of a not that far of a jump there.
Oh, always fresh, never soggy, aka Cereal in the chat, wanting to know when are the Tang Gang shirts going to be available in the merch store?
I like that.
Let's get.
Well, we need Kansas State to win so we can actually get them. We don't, you know,
Elite Eight good enough, or is it got to be Final Four?
We'll see.
Yeah.
But because what's going to happen if they lose to Michigan State? Then we'll design this shirt that no one's ever going to buy.
People like
maybe
purple.
Maybe next season. I'm thinking San Diego State plus 7.5. But it does feel like if you're betting this, maybe you go money line or nothing, right?
Yeah. I think you could.
I mean, San Diego State has a veteran team. They start four seniors and a junior.
Sean, who? What?
A junior.
I don't have the KenPom page up, but I'm gonna guess San Diego State better free throw shooting team.
Just barely.
Okay.
I mean, so Alabama is still pretty good, 72.5.
Okay, so I mean, I'm taking the points. Obviously, I thought this was an upset spot. I mean, look, this San Diego State team, I like the way that they show after having a little bit of a wake up match, probably got lucky cover in the first round. They came out, took care of business, had a relatively, you know, just like Alabama, both teams didn't really have much stress in their second game. So should be well rested. And like Colby said, could Nate Oates be one of these, you know, can recruit the hell out of a player, but when it gets down to coaching and having to face up against a good team, I like fading Alabama. Plus, you know, like CJ said, we have morals. 4:15 on the West Coast. Check out Bottom Line Bombs wherever you get your podcasts. Kansas City, Missouri, for a little Midwest region matchup. Miami catching 7 points, the 5 seed against the 1 seed, Houston, the Cougs, 310 on the money line, plus 264. The Hurricanes, 137.5 is the total. This is this feels a little unfair. I mean, once again, I think you might not think it's going to be a massive edge to Houston, but this is gonna, the crowd will be Houston's, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think so too. What's the word on Sasser?
I believe he's playing. I believe
that kind of need him in this spot.
Yeah, he's playing. I don't even see him on the injury report.
Okay, so
do they do an injury report?
Kinda, sort of. It's not like anyone checks it, but yeah. I do think I wish they hadn't tried to start him in the first game where he re-aggravated it. Just let him rest. It should have been the plan the whole time. And unfortunately, Kent State, we didn't have any chaos here, and Miami just took care of business.
Took care of business late in that game.
But once again, it was
the exact, Drake should have had that game.
Yeah.
But it was the exact no different than your Xavier Kennesaw State handicap, right? It, at the end of the day, the Miami guards got it done.
Oh yeah, well, and they put it on. They put it on Indiana.
And that was the handicap, right? You like these teams, the Larinaga style with the players that he has.
This is the most interesting game to me. The whole Sweet 16, I think,
because they're
kind of mirror images.
Well, I guess I'd be concerned about if you're back in Miami, they shot what 39% from behind the arc against Indiana. Now they're going up against Houston's defense, number two in the country in 3-point defense. Like that to me, if you can't shoot above 35%, does Miami have a chance to cover this thing?
I think they will, and I think they have a chance to win it on the money line. And I think the main thing here is, yes, I understand Miami is the much worse defensive team, but normally Miami will struggle with those super tall teams. This is not one of them to me. Like this is one where Houston loves to play all those guards. Miami has those guards. I think this is a game. I think this is a game. Larinaga, you could argue has two great coaches with great tournament experience, but you could argue Larinaga's had just as much success, if not more, in March.
It's probably one of the few both of these guys are probably coaching against one of the few other guys that you could say it's a fair coaching matchup. Yeah. I just think this is one of the teams where I'll be interested to see how Houston does here, because like you said, their defense may be fraudulent. They are on the fraud watch list, Sean. Let's not forget they are a top offense Miami is.
Yeah.
But they also seem to potentially match up with Houston in a way that can give them trouble.
I'm going to take Miami in the points.
All of that being said,
yeah.
ACC was an awful conference this year, and Houston is my champion. Mm. Lay the points. They continue to I'm riding Houston.
The 3-point shooting Sasser's and the 3-point defense is what scares me. I don't know. Sasser's back, but is he back?
I'm making the bet.
Miami's going to have to rebound, I think, to win.
Well,
this
they
game.
Rebound, and that you said the size, but really it's like.
But they don't rebound like Houston.
I'm saying you said Miami struggles with size. And part of the reason they struggle with size is because they allow teams to rebound on them. Houston is an elite offensive rebounding team.
Well, I would say they struggle. Yeah, I mean
that could be a problem.
Yeah, but Houston's not. I don't picture Houston as like this super gigantic big team.
But they get it done because they all rebound.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're gonna take
Houston
care of business there.
Is Jamal Sheed? Is he gonna play?
According to what I am seeing right now, yes, he is.
College Basketball Insider Colby Dant.
Because I last I had read. Samson said he was concerned with the knee injury.
Well, I mean,
you can't trust
this
these college
sports.
Coaches.
That's the flaw.
No, I know. I think he plays, but I don't know how healthy he is. I'm on Miami plus 7.
I'm with you. Give me the Hurricane plus the points.
We need a 1 seed to make the Elite Eight. or it's too much chaos.
I mean, the Houston can still win that game. That's a big number, man.
Yeah, it is. It is. But Miami also not as good as they. I mean, Miami's not an Elite Eight team, Colby. They're not an Elite Eight team this year.
Really? Because they went to the Elite Eight last year.
They're not elite. No one in the ACC is an Elite Eight team this year.
Okay.
ACC.
Yeah. I mean, they're lucky. They're lucky they play in the ACC.
ACC has just been taking shots left and right. Just,
let's make it official. Join the group of five. It'll be more appropriate.
Then they'll be right in there.
Yeah.
Oh, you know who is elite? People who take Sword Vitality. That's right. If you haven't already, headed over to swordvitality.com and use that promo code SGPN to get a nice discount. What are you doing? You're missing out. One, if you're having trouble with your erection, no big deal. Two, if you want increased blood flow and increased stamina. I mean, again, maybe you do have good blood flow, but you don't have the stamina. Or maybe you have the stamina, you don't have the blood flow. You don't need to hide. You can be proud of it. Unsheath your sword and be a Sword Vitality man. Or woman. I think it's just mostly men. Again, if you're not experiencing erections in the morning, you should be. It's a great part about waking up and being a guy having rock hard erections. Swordvitality.com, promo code SGPN. Unsheath your sword. And hey, while you're there, maybe you're trying to meet a nice gal. You got to head over to talkify.com/SGPN. Oh man, dating is really brutal. I feel bad for the single guys out there because it's a nightmare going online, trying to figure out who you're into, who you're not into, the awkward first dates.
Do you think she wants to watch Cocaine Bear?
Yeah, I mean, imagine you ask a gal out on the first date, Cocaine Bear. Maybe she's too into Cocaine Bear. You never know. Or she's not. She has no sense of humor. That's always brutal. Talkify takes care of you. They screen potential match candidates for you, doing background checks, video interviews. They put them through the ringer. They ask the tough questions that are too awkward for you to ask on a first date. And then next thing you know, the matchmaker plans your date, does all the intros, handles it all, makes it nice and easy. And that's why Talkify, 80% of their clients met their person within their first 12 matches. Love that record. Right now, Talkify gives our listeners 20% off. Talkify.com/SGPN. TalkifyCom/SGPN for 20% off when you become a client.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Look at this, Colby. Some of your people in the chat want you to improve your show with sound bites from our show.
That's wow.
Interesting. Wow. Do you think anyone's ever done cocaine off a sword?
Yes. 100%.
Definitely.
Just kind of was thinking about it.
We might have someone in the SGPN team
who's done cocaine. Do katana blades count as a sword?
Are we still talking about dicks? I'm confused.
Oh, wait. No, I was implying real swords.
We were doing a Sword Vitality thing. Oh, I came back and I was metaphorically speaking of swords.
Oh,
and
still possible. I don't have any leads on that, but still possible.
Cocaine Bear doing some blow off of a rock hard erection.
Check out Ryan Hasty in the chat saying, love that Talkify is back in the fold. Well, Ryan, if you're single, hopefully you mingle over at talkify.com/SGPN.
I would be willing to sample the Sword Vitality. No issues. Just see what it does. See what kind of PED it is. 6 PM on the West Coast. We're heading back to Louisville. Will Papa John be anywhere to be seen? What's he up to nowadays? South region.
Wearing Kentucky blue.
Yeah, seriously. 15 seed Princeton, the Cinderella story of this year's madness. Taking on Creighton, the sixth seed, the two lowest seeds of the day are playing each other. 10-point spread for Creighton or Creighton, -520 on the money line. Princeton +415, 140 is the total. I mean, my instincts say like love Creighton as a team, but can you trust McDermott to lay this many points against a well-coached I need Dino Babers to hype up the Princeton offense for me, because this is a well-coached, well-organized Princeton Tiger team.
I think this is where the Princeton Cinderella story comes crashing to an end. Again, Creighton, I mean, they've just been on fire. Once the way they dismantled Villanova,
it was nice
in the Big East Conference tournament. The way they're just like one of the more well-rounded teams in the tournament.
With a coach that knows how to choke.
Yes,
but they
also have the Big East Defensive Player of the Year, Ryan Kalkbrenner. Mm-hmm. Again, Princeton. This is when you fade teams like Princeton, right? They had this. They got into the Sweet 16. And they're not even getting the hype they probably should for a 15 seed getting into the Sweet 16. They go back on campus. They're going to their Skull and Bones meetings.
Oh my god! They're talking about rock hard erections.
They're enjoying some sword vitality. They're just
sorry, swords, not rock hard erections. They have swords at the Skull.
I just think Creighton is on. Creighton's on a mission. Top 15 in free throw percentage. Top 15 in adjusted defense.
I mentioned Creighton as being one of the teams that with a nice win or even a decent win offensively, they probably will put themselves into the, you know, KenPom top 20 on offense and defense contender list. So the Blue Jays certainly are a team that can get it done. As far as the number, I don't know. I mean, it seems silly to not take the points still.
Agreed.
This Princeton team. I mean, the couple of those. I mean, let me pull up the actual. Who's the guard that just has fucking onions? Ryan Langbor? What?
Yeah, Langbor.
Is he the guy with the fucking John Starks onions just fucking pulling up and?
Well, one of their reserves who hadn't even
imagine
played
being
that
those
much.
Missouri kids. You're in the SEC.
Is it Peters?
You're hard as fuck, and these nerds from the Ivy League come down there and start draining step back threes on you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go back to campus. What are you gonna do,
Creighton? The free throw discrepancy is enough for me alone. 78% from Creighton, 71.5% for Princeton. Princeton's been undefeated ATS, so I think they're due. Or they're
schools from New Jersey have been undefeated ATS. Sean 5-0, baby.
Oh, and that's like that?
they beat Missouri, too. Arizona, Yale, all as dogs. I get why people would be attracted to this Princeton team, but I just don't see it, man.
Just don't see it.
I mean, it's their first Sweet 16 since 1966.
And
Bill Bradbury was on the team back then.
St. Peter's Jersey School made the Elite Eight last year. This is this year's St. Peter's.
I like that St. Peter's team. They won me a tremendous amount of money, but I don't feel like we're going to have a back-to-back Jersey 15 seed getting in the Elite Eight.
Disappoints me. He disappoints me.
I mean, I don't, the way that they're playing, like they check all the boxes, right? They always have a plan going down the court. Mm-hmm. They usually have two plans. Mm-hmm. They're right playing confidently. So to your point, Sean, maybe the change of venue, not a great thing, kind of resets, but they're playing confidently. And the last thing I would say,
I get it. They were playing with house money in those couple rounds, but this Creighton team, it's not even an anti-Princeton take. It's a pro Creighton team.
Those weren't fluky wins. Nothing fluky about either round. And both teams that they beat were at minimum like solid teams. And so Creighton is a very good team. I can't trust McDermott to lay the ball. Give me Princeton.
And what's concerning is, you know what? Creighton's one of the worst offensive rebounding teams.
Oh yeah, great point. KenPom has Princeton in the top 10 on the defensive side there. I like that one shot possessions, right? Like that's going to be the key for Princeton here is don't let them get any offensive rebounds.
Yep.
Probably, you know, the game plan for both teams, but
we Tigers.
But Princeton also has to keep up the hot shooting. They weren't exactly lights out all offseason or all regular season.
You got to know the moment, and I think they do.
Know the moment. Yeah. That's what's interesting. Like I said, it reminds me of some of these runs we've seen of late. The Florida Gulf Coast run kind of reminds me of that.
Oh yeah, same type of guys.
Well. But in that they were,
laughing at Florida Gulf Coast. These guys that are just dunking all over the
Chuck
place.
Chuck City. That's what that's what Princeton is. You shoot the three.
We need
Slide Ruler City. The Princeton guys are in town.
How many minutes do you think Princeton has been trailing in the tournament?
The Arizona game. I feel like they were trailing a little bit.
Arizona was a team many people were picking to win the Natty because they were so physical and athletic.
I'd just say 9.5 is a little steep.
Yes, well, they won the Ivy League because they were at home.
I agree.
Jadwim Gymnasium, baby.
No, straight up, Yale wins. Penn wins if they're playing, if they flop the venues.
Probably.
Or am I confusing it? Was it Yale? It was
Yale was the one team, but Penn was still in that mix.
But Yale wins. Yale
to your
wins
point, though, Ryan, Princeton didn't even shoot that well against Arizona. They're 16% from behind the arc.
They did against Missouri. It's silly to say this because they're Ivy League kids, but there is a certain level of intelligence.
Backdoor cut.
Oh wow. I mean, it is. How many times?
Just gonna comment that Colby's energy is really low, we shouldn't let Colby as a company opt out from iced coffee.
These fundamentals.
Then he almost got me with the backdoor cut.
These fundamentals. Like, how many times did we see a Princeton guy like sneak up behind him, like as the Missouri guard was dribbling up the court? Like, that's some rec league shit.
Yeah.
All right. 6:45 on Friday, back to Kansas City. Missouri, Xavier taking on Texas laying 4, -180 on the money line. Xavier +155, 148.5 is the total. So this is interesting, right? You have Texas fans and Houston fans in the same venue. Will they just be rooting against their do they hate each other?
Oh yeah. They want to see a battle, I think.
So this is Sean Miller's first sweat 16 since 2017.
Nice.
Because he's a big sweaty guy.
I gotcha. I got.
He's not huge, but he's a sweaty guy.
No, but he's a sweaty guy.
I'm all over Texas, man. Xavier's been a good story, really? But I think Texas is just too tough. I feel like Xavier.
Team of destiny.
Yeah, I just think Texas, you know, ultimate. It's just a bad matchup for Xavier. I feel like they're going to be able to just D him up at every spot, and. They're still playing for Rodney Terry to get an extension.
All right, so it can happen. So the ultimate, I realize that the ultimate narrative play is not Houston winning a national championship at home. It's Texas, the ultimate good guy program that fired Chris Beard with the interim coach taking on Alabama, the evil empire. Like that could be the narrative version of what we get. My handicap on this is simply, I think Xavier's fun, but at some point we have to flip to wanting to fade Sean Miller, right? Doesn't it at some point become fade Sean Miller time?
Not this year.
No.
Ooh,
not this year. With this Xavier
team.
I'm on
Texas.
I'm on Xavier. I had him in my bracket. Colby, I had him in. How far did you have going in your in the bracket you gave up on, Colby?
I think I had him going either this round or the next.
I had Xavier losing to Texas.
I think A&M I had him losing to Texas. Round. I think I had him losing to the Longhorns.
I had A&M going on a run. I picked the wrong team from Texas. My apologies. Horns up. Everything's cool.
Xavier three ball.
I'm back on.
Xavier can shoot well, man. Effective field goal percentage looks good.
Wait, are you going to ignore your free throw trend? Just asking.
Caught him.
He didn't get down to that part.
70. It's 75.2 versus 71.1 for Xavier. So, yes, it's a check against them. But man, I don't know. I like what I've seen out of the Xavier team, and I'm not. I get why some people would take Texas, but I'm just not seeing with this Texas team.
I just explained it. It's the ultimate narrative. All right, you want to talk about your survivor pick now?
Yeah, I mean, just Xavier, the three shooting, I think for me is crazy. And I think if they can get over 72 points, which I think they can, 27-3 when scoring 72 or more. So I think that's the key number for them. They can get over 72. They're going to shoot lights out. They're going to win outright. Love them as a dog.
Great time. So I was going to suggest you take Texas on the survivor. So.
Okay, so I'm not going to.
Yeah, you're not
going to. Because I like Xavier. Colby, if you had to take a survivor play, what would you go here?
Out of the ones that you picked? Because I would.
We're on San Diego State and Miami together.
Oh, you can't use Creighton.
Can't use Creighton. I already used them.
So well,
you're on all dogs.
I think I would go
Houston.
The Hurricane.
Ooh. I mean,
I could take Houston, burn Houston, because I have Houston losing to UCLA in the Final Four. Or I could go Xavier. I don't know. We'll see if I get to Friday.
It's gonna be tough.
Play San Diego.
Snork.
Fuck it.
Snork.
Ryan wants to know any futures plays. Lots of new future numbers out there. Final Four champs, etc. Michigan State to plus 300 to make it. The Final Four is decent. I liked UCLA when the tournament started, and they were 12-1. They're down to 7-1. I still like it.
I think in general, I don't know these few. We figure out the price is never as good as just playing each game. I know it's a boring answer, Sean.
Future right now.
Think for UCLA? Yeah, because
Just smash the money line. The money line, and then smash! I mean, who are they going to have next round?
I mean, how about Creighton plus you know 1,000 essentially to win the Natty?
Well, so they're interesting because they're
love them.
Like, and then but it's like the same thing where if you took Creighton money line and parlayed it with both, you could find your way there.
I mean, I also kind of like the
Creighton and UCLA two futures I love, and then Michigan State for the Final Four.
I mean, UCLA to take on the winner of the UConn Arkansas game, like to me, I mean, what's their future? 8-1, 1-2. There's still four more games for them to win. That's crazy. You just smash the money line and then figure it out next round.
Florida Atlantic to reach the Final Four plus 1,300.
They're
going to beat Tennessee, and then they're either going to get K-State or Michigan State.
And what was that price?
They're liable to be just exhausted. 1,300.
So they're 2-1 this round. What would they be against K-State? 2-1 again, similar spread.
Yeah, I'd say.
Okay, I mean, we're already there. We're already going to be getting closer to a better price. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah, but it feels good to bet right now.
Say that again. FAU 13-1 for two wins.
Pleasure centers.
Yeah. Ryan, we did take Ryan to the doctor. His pleasure centers have been hijacked.
I take that back. Because 2-1 with 2-1 would not pay. Would pay less than 13-1. I stamp that value.
Miami approved. Plus 1,800 to get to the Final Four.
Oh, interesting.
Really? Yeah. Now we're talking.
Imagine
if Xavier knocks off Texas. I think Miami.
I'm closing my eyes.
I think Miami and Houston is going to be a game now. I think Texas.
Who would Miami? Why do I keep folding up my bracket? Folding it up and opening it back
up. If Miami's playing Texas, Texas presents a lot of problems for them. But if it is Xavier, then they're
probably a pick 'em. So if you get 260 parlayed with a pick 'em, or even if they're a slight dog, 260 times 120.
That's bad price as well. You like Miami, you certainly should bet that future.
Yeah,
that's a better value than the FAU one.
Arkansas plus 1,400. What do they got to do? They got to beat UConn, and then they got to beat who?
Don't they got to beat Houston? Oh no, they got to be UConn and then UCLA are the Zags.
That's not that bad.
Nah, that's too much.
Give me the price again.
K-State plus 1,200.
No, Arkansas. What was
plus 1,400?
Either I'm doing the math wrong, or all of these prices, it feels like they're boosted a little bit. Because even this one, I mean, Arkansas plus 150. What are they going to be against UCLA or Gonzaga? 2-1.
Yeah.
You're not getting to 14-1 there.
14-1 just for the Final Four?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That's championship.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds.
That's why my math. I'm like, these are all.
Ryan was rock hard. I was getting it.
Well, I mean,
that's tricky right there.
It says
to reach the final.
It is
not the Final Four.
I'm sorry.
The final.
Oh, to reach the final.
Yeah.
Okay, so you needed one more win in the final four. All right. Well, there we go.
Well, now I'm gonna. I still think. I mean, yeah. What? I was getting excited. I was trying to figure out where to. All right, move on. Disappointed.
See Aveta in the chat. Shout out to Aveta. Got to hang out with her in person. Enjoy some beef together.
Oh wow!
It's a great meal.
Were you unsheathing beef?
Great dinner.
No, yeah. Got my sword. Cut up that beef. It's actually a knife. Ryan, what do we got for a lock and a dog?
Well, it would help to look at the right page. Dog is obviously going to be San Diego State.
Our gals.
Lock.
Plus 280 on the money line.
Princeton.
Wow. Princeton plus 10 is your lock.
Yeah. McDermott. I mean, if there's one, you know, my lead pipe lock for this Thursday or this Friday is Colby screaming at the TV. If he bets Creighton, Colby screaming at the TV.
He took Princeton. Oh,
yeah. I'm just saying.
You've been listening to the show, buddy?
No. McDermott's going to fuck this up.
I'm actually going Creighton minus 10. Oh, I believe in McDermott and Xavier as my money line dog. All these coaches that no one believes in. Oh, they'll never get it right. Always fade them. This is the time. It's easy to see a tide turn. Mm. I once heard that.
He took Rick Barnes this morning too.
Yeah.
Wow.
A changed man over here. And by the way, you act like Colby's going to still be on Princeton tomorrow by the time or Friday by the time that game's coming on. So he's going to be pissed at McDermott.
He'll pick it on tally site at like 9. Creighton's laying 9. Oh, that's a key number of 9.5. I had to switch my pick.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, Benedict Dundee, what do we got?
Lock it up, the Texas Longhorns minus 4. The dog is the Miami Hurricanes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that one too.
That is a
dog.
Give it the dog. Hey, make sure you guys that subscribe button, youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. Get in over there, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golfparty. Win a chance for a 3-night stay at the Circa Las Vegas. Hang out with us in a cabana for the Masters. That's awesome. And then if you're in the LA area, April 1st, Final Four watch party, or a good excuse to just come out and hang out in LA. Hang out with us for one night, watch the Final Four. What more could you ask for?
Mickey Rourke would be there.
Get lost.
He was. Mickey Rourke was on her flight.
That's what I'm saying. He might even be in at the Ice House.
I'll invite Mickey Rourke.
You could get lost in Colby Dant's eyes in person.
Many would pay for that privilege.
All these people in his chat. Yeah. Maybe they'd like to come chat with him in real
life. Look, we hijacked your pleasure centers by bringing
hijacking
in
hijacking your pleasure
will
centers.
Will you hijack someone's pleasure centers in person?
What?
No. All right.
No.
Wow.
No.
Stop interrupting. Stop interrupting Colby. He's looking at a split option. Wide belly screen.
Yeah. Colby.
Tight end drag doesn't happen as often as it should, in my opinion.
Understood.
Yeah.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Go Tigers.
Kramer, let it ride.